Yeah, so on Monday, I was reading, and I was reading in 2 Corinthians, and let me find where I was exactly. 2 Corinthians 6, so if you'll go there. And there was a verse that stuck out to me. That we're gonna talk about. We're gonna be in verse 16 through chapter 7, verse 1. So in this, after I read this scripture that I'm gonna share with you, I felt led to write a song. So after I teach about this and this concept, I wrote a song with these exact words in it, and yeah, there's just a connection with it and a reminder in it for us. And I know that during this time, all the different places that we're at, we talked about this last week, like life's not stopping just because this virus is going through the world too, right? We all have things that are happening and going on. But at the same time, we also have more space and time and pause, because we can't fill it with all the other things that we did before. And I think that there's a blessing that we can gain from that. I don't believe that God causes virus. So if you're hearing people out on the internet saying like God causes this as judgment, I don't believe that. I can't accept that. But I do believe that there are blessings that can come from struggle, from challenge, and also from forcing us to slow down and to pause. And so stick with me as I go through this, and hopefully it will come together at the end. But I want to read these verses. I just want to make sure, the sound's coming through okay? Everyone's doing good? Thumbs up? Okay. Awesome. And then I do want to spend some time at the end and just hear how people are doing and if people need prayer and people be able to share what's going on. We have two Chaitins. That's exciting. okay, so chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. So Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and he starts off by saying, "What friendship does God's temple have with demons? For indeed, we are the temple of the living God. Just as God has said, I will make my home in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people." And Paul says, "For this reason, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch nothing that is unclean, and I will embrace you. I will be a true father to you, and you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty." Chapter 7, verse 1. "Beloved ones, with promises like these, and because of our deepest respect and worship of God, we must remove everything from our lives that contaminates body and spirit and continue to complete the development of holiness within us." Now, these scriptures, specifically, "I will make my home in them, walk among them, I will be their God and they will be my people." And then where he talks about come out from among them and be separate, those sections right there at the end of chapter 6, he's quoting Old Testament. And so, about touching nothing unclean, these scriptures are coming from a time when they were living under the law. So it's not saying like we shouldn't be touching like certain things, like all this. I mean, right now, I guess that's kind of real for us. We can't be shaking hands and we got to be washing our hands all the time. So that's kind of ironic, but that's not where I'm focusing right now. But in those Old Testament scriptures where these come from, they were under these old covenants and these old laws. And so that's not the focus of this. That's not what I want to hear you to hear from this. But that promise that God makes of, "I will make my home in them and walk among them," he was promising that's what was going to be happening. And during the time when these scriptures were written, this was a promise that was fulfilled because of Jesus. And so during this time in the Old Testament, they didn't have God walking and being inside them, right? They didn't have that connection with Jesus because Jesus hadn't come. So it's not that they didn't have connection with the Father and people didn't hear from God, but it was different because they still had these temples and that's where they would go to worship. Well, now we have God with us everywhere we are. And I think for me, that was a powerful verse on Monday because it's this reminder that like some of us we're very isolated, right? And some of us are still going to work outside of our homes, but a lot of us are working at home. I'm working at home, right? I know Aaron goes to work. I know Chayton still is going. They have jobs that are considered like essential jobs. And so they're still in their building, but a lot of people are working from their computers at home or not working, right? And so we get to this place of feeling isolated and yet we aren't ever alone, right? I mean, God being inside of us. And I think that reminder of that scripture for me really hit home of just like, okay, God's with us. And he's walking with us through this, right? Through this entire time, through this season that's challenging, through joys and heartache. And I went to my parents' house to drop off food and they're being very careful, you know, partly with their age and, you know, just spending some time. So I dropped the food off for them at their porch. And my dad talked to me through the glass. I left and then he got the food. My mom's talking to me from up above, you know, in this window. And that's not how our family is. Like, we're about embracing, right? And like hugging and spending time together. And it's weird, but I've talked to my mom every day this week, you know, and we FaceTime, that's now a verb, FaceTimed. But you know, like making it work and having that, but we aren't alone. Like God is with us and he promised back then that he would live among us, right? Walk with us, live in us. And that's what he is doing. That's the era we live in because we are post Jesus. God is with us all the time. He is our comfort. He is our strength. The Holy Spirit is our counselor and our guide, right? Jesus is our lover. Like we have all three and we get to walk with God, you know, through this. And so that was powerful for me. The second section that says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch nothing that is unclean and I will embrace you. I will be a true father to you and you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty. And I want to focus on that second half of that. So verse 18, I will be a true father to you and you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty. And that's what we're a part of. We're a part of that legacy that was established, right? We are part of family. Family here, yes, this is family. We get to see each other. But we are part of his family. We're adopted into that. And it's easy when our minds start to go to all of these places of fear, feeling overwhelmed, feeling lonely, isolated. Some people are struggling with anger. There's so many emotions that to ground ourselves and say, but we're his, right? We are his. And the enemy has no power over our destiny, right? And I know that I'm his. And so I think that's really important for us to grab hold of and to remind ourselves daily that he is walking with us, he's inside of us, and we are his. And so hopefully that's an encouragement for you. But as I was reading through these scriptures, going into chapter 7, saying, beloved ones, with promises like these, and because of our deepest respect and worship of God, we must remove everything from our lives that contaminates body and spirit, and continue to complete the development of holiness within us. Now, with God being with us and having this space and this time, I believe that God wants all of us to allow him more freedom than maybe we've given him in the past because we have some time carved out, right? Not intentionally, it's there. And we could, in this time being at home a lot, we could fill it with a bunch of different things. Or we could get quiet before him and allow him to continue to do the work inside of us that he wants to do. this season isn't going to be easy. We know that, right? And we're seeing a lot of media, and we don't know how long this is going to last. And we can either focus on that, or we can say, this is a beautiful opportunity for me to grow in my connection with God. For Him to be able to reveal, what are some things in my life that aren't healthy for me? What are some patterns from... And I feel like we're kind of this in-between. It's like almost like, I feel like, I know it's only been 2 weeks, but like my past life, you know, like life is so different, you know, just in the last 2 weeks, like it has dramatically changed. Anybody else feel that way? Like it just feels like it's kind of like pre-virus, we're in the middle of it, and what's going to be after, right? But we could really miss the opportunity in this, the quiet, the space. You know, in Salt Lake, I know they started to say, you know, stay at home, you know, safe at home, and trying to, you know, keep people at home a little bit more. But they're like, yeah, you can go for walks. You know, like I've been going for walks a lot more often and just going around my neighborhood, right? And spending that time just to be quiet. And I want God to reveal things in me that aren't of Him and that He doesn't want me to hold and carry anymore, right? Old patterns. I want to give Him space to say, hey, this isn't the best you. Because in this time of loneliness, in this time of frustration, of fear, it's easy for us to settle and rest in vices, things that just distract us from what's really happening in our hearts, right? To not give our emotions voices, but also to kind of numb our emotions, to kind of go to things that aren't healthy patterns and to keep those patterns going. And I'm not saying like, hey, watching TV, you know, is a negative thing, you know, or any of that. What I'm saying is there is space and time here. Let's use it. Not because God caused it, but because it's here, we can use that as moments of just being quiet before Him and saying, God, here is access to my heart. What do you want to do to help me to become the best me? What do you want to reveal? God says that a true father, what He walks us through in this season, what He reveals in our hearts, I think sometimes we're afraid to give Him space because we're afraid of what's going to be unveiled. I don't know if anybody else feels that way sometimes. I do. Sometimes getting quiet before Him feels uncomfortable because I don't want to know what else is hidden underneath, you know? Like I don't want to know what else, what other junk there is for me to deal with. But if He's a true Father, if He's a good Father, then what He reveals and unveils is for our best. And because we get a walk with Him and Him in us, He doesn't leave us to figure it out alone. He doesn't just take this bandage and rip this bandage off and say, okay, now figure out what to do with all of that. He's going to do it in the timing that we're able to handle with Him. He's going to give us the strength for us to be able to walk through it. But I miss my students. I do. And this has been one of the hardest years I've taught. And I would rather be there with them than trying to maneuver this. I just would, right? I would rather be in personal connection with my students, though it was so hard. I miss them. And I know a lot of you guys, you miss, there's friends and there's family and there's people that you want to embrace. You know, you want to have, you know, to dinner, you want to go and just, and talk, right? You don't want to be feeling fear. And so there's these things that we desire and these wishes that we had. And some of that is going to unveil fears that we may not have given voice to that were already there. Does that make sense? Or even feelings of isolation. Like some of us deal with isolation, but we kind of fill it with people being there, but we still feel alone. And so there might be things that you're dealing with that this is going to unveil because there's so much quiet. There's so much space. And so we have a choice in this moment to either press into that because God is good or to retract and numb and fill all of our space with just busyness, right? There's a lot of projects at my house that I want to get done. Those are great things and I'm going to be able to do those, right? I've got space to do that. But at the same time, I could fill it all with projects. I could fill it all with music or I can be quiet with Him and allow Him to continue to do the work that He wants to do in my heart. Because we all have growth to do, right? None of us are going to be perfected until our time here is done and we are in His presence fully. You know, this is a journey and He is with us in the midst of this, how challenging it is in this world right now, just like he was before, and he's going to be after. And so I want to pray for us, for us to experience and feel his strength in the moments that we feel so weak. Right? Because I don't know about you. Maybe you guys are stronger than I am. But I felt really weak and really vulnerable. You know, like this has been a curse. You know, like I'm so interested in what's happening. And then I get into it and I start to fear. And I started feeling a little sick earlier this week. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I woke up with like some sweats and I was like, oh my gosh, my throat, like, and I'm looking through all the symptoms, right? I mean, I'm just like, and there's being wise, but like, I don't want to live in fear, yeah. Right? There are things out of my control, you know, and that's hard. There's things out of our control every single day. And though this feels big and it feels like some of our choices and freedoms feel like they've been taken away, there has been challenges every single day. We're just confronted on it worldwide that it feels overwhelming. Even more so, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, if the whole world's going through it, but God is still bigger. And God is still on the throne. And God is still good. And God did not cause this. God is not punishing us. That is not where we are. We are under the new covenant. And there are blessings. There are hardships. And our earth is groaning. But the truth of the matter is, God didn't cause this, but what good can come from it? Mm-hmm. What blessings can come from it? One of them that I know is I'm not going to wait when I have thoughts in my head to call somebody up to hang out with them. You know, like 4 weeks ago, I was like, oh, I wanted to go to dinner with some friends. And I'm like, dang it. You know, like, not that I didn't have time, but I was bummed that I didn't. And they were like, yeah, we were thinking the same thing. You know, like, there's things that I am going to value so much more than I have, things that I've taken for granted, right? And even being with my students, somebody's like, maybe you're really gonna like doing this online teaching. No, I'm not. Sorry, like I'm with kids because I wanna be with kids. Like, you know, like this is not ideal for any of us. Like this is challenging. Everybody has challenges around the world, right, with this. But that doesn't mean that God is dethroned. And it doesn't mean that he is less powerful. It means that we live in a broken world. Yeah. And yet, he is in us every single day. He's not like, oh, you're dealing with too much. Oh, this is too much for me. You know, God's not like, oh my gosh, I can't comfort and be there and give people strength through this. This is too much because this is actually worldwide. God is bigger than all of that, right? He has each of us, over 7 billion people, each of us in his hands. And he is pursuing the hearts of every single person on this planet. And so like the scripture was saying, he says, I will make my home in them. And he's done that. We are the temple, right? We could change that to, I have made my home in them. I am walking with them, right? He says, and not I will be a true father, I am. So God is saying, I am a true father, right? We are his sons and we are his daughters and he cherishes us. He delights in us. So what are the beautiful things that can take place? What growth can happen in our hearts and in our lives in this season? I was talking with Aaron and, you know, one of my my heart going out to people who are married, because I know this is going to be challenging for people who are married in a home, and for some people not being able to have that outside experience, not because they don't love their spouse, but being in the same house for a long period of time, things are going to come up in people's lives, right? We are going to be challenged, right? We are going to be challenged, even those of us who are single, those of us who have people, you know, roommates. Like, we're going to have things in our hearts that are going to be revealed and unveiled, and things that we're not really proud of. Yeah. Right? We're going to have thoughts in our heads because of fear or just different things or getting aggravated with somebody and being like, ugh, you know, like we're going to have things unveiled. So how do we deal with that. We can step into it and say, God, be my strength. God, continue to purify me. God, help me to grow into the man or the woman that you designed for me to be. Because how he sees us and who he designed us to be is so much better than we could ever imagine. But it doesn't feel great when that's unveiled and we're like, oh my gosh, that's in there. So either we can feel guilt and shame over it, or we can say, thank you, God, for showing me. Let's do business. Right? Like, let's do business. Let's deal with this. Because here's the thing. If he says he's a true father, he is a perfect father. He's not like any of our earthly fathers that we've ever seen or experienced. And though I have a great father, but God is perfect. My dad was not. Right? And so the earthly versions of fatherhood, God is better than all of that. And so he is going to be faithful in the midst of everything that we are going through. And he is going to give us strength to deal with and work through and grow through everything that we're going to face. We aren't alone. And I really believe if we press into him in this season, we are going to be better friends. We're going to be better spouses. We're going to be better parents. We're going to be better coworkers. If we allow things to be unveiled and exposed, and we allow God to really do surgery there, to really heal us, right? He never said, come follow me and this life is going to be easy. Come follow me and there will be no pain. Come follow me and there will be no suffering. I really wish that that was in there. And if I had my version of the Bible, I think that I would put that in there. But that was never a promise. But what does he promise? I will make my dwelling in you. And I will walk with you. And I will be a true father to you. And he says that in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. Right? So I want to share this song with you that I wrote. And I know it's a little bit challenging to sometimes hear the words as they're being conveyed. So I want to just read the words to you so you can hear the words first. But I just took it right from that. So he said, this is God singing to us. Okay, so the first verse is, I'll be your God, you'll be my people. I will walk with you, make my home inside you. You'll be sons, you'll be my daughters. I'll never leave you, I'll always be right here, because this is forever. We'll keep walking together, this is forever. We'll keep walking, right? Our relationship with him does not end here. It's for eternity. The next verse says, this life will have hardships and pain. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So please let my joy, my hope and love shower you and help you hold the truth that this is forever and we'll keep walking. That's his promise to us, right? This is forever. Our relationship and connection with him is forever. So, is it okay if I play that? You guys okay? Okay. It's so weird not hearing all your voices. I'm talking to a screen of faces and I see reactions, but I'm like, okay. I know they're there. Bethany, it's good to see your face.
Everybody makes a noise for one sec. Everybody makes some noise to make it feel normal. Woo!
Yay! It's good to hear you guys. Thanks. All right, so I want to share this with you. Ooh. God, you'll be my people. I'll walk with you, make my home inside you. You'll be my sons, you'll be my daughters. I'll never leave you, I'll always be right here, because this is forever. We'll keep walking together. This is forever. We'll keep walking. This life will have hardships and pain. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Please let my joy, my hope and love shower you and help you hold the truth that this is forever. We'll keep walking together. This is forever. We'll keep walking. God, thank you for your promise that you're going to keep walking with us, Lord. Thank you for your promise that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. God, we thank you that you are good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we get to keep walking with you, Lord. God, thank you that you don't leave us or forsake us. And God, we thank you that you strengthen our hearts, that you lead us from one degree of glory to another. And God, you're good. And we don't want to forget that. And God, we pray that you will remind us every day your goodness and your presence. And God, I pray that in the pause, in the silence, in the Selah, God, that we would allow you more space than we've ever given you before to continue to move and work in our hearts, to help us to become and grow into the people you designed us for us to be. God, you're patient and you're gentle, and yet, God, you are fierce. And God, we can't predict all that you're going to do, and we can't predict everything you're going to say and how it's going to feel. But God, you are steadfast, and you are true, and you are honest, and we love you so much, God. We love you. So thank you, God, for Aaron, for Stas, for Liz, Lord. Thank you for Chayton, for Megan and Cassie. Thank you for my mom, God. Thank you for Joel. God, thank you for Eugene, for Mike and Bethany. Thank you, Lord, for Chrissy. God, thank you for the people that aren't able to be on this call. God, thank you that you are with each and every one of us. Always, nonstop, present in our lives. We love you so much. Thank you, God. Yeah. Amen. Amen.